Now, while Governor Murphy can be vague on things regarding the nursing homes and veteran centers, he was quite direct when it comes to the reopening of schools with in-person learning. He basically said that we will be in person for school this coming September. Said that the same day that he announced the expansion beginning March 15th for teachers being eligible to receive the COVID-19 vaccine in New Jersey. While this is being celebrated by many families, the black community in New Jersey and elsewhere, they're not exactly feeling like RSVPing to the party. Black parents have been far more likely than white to keep their kids in remote learning and to support school closings due to the coronavirus. Probably heard these families have seen the coronavirus disproportionately affect communities of color. They lost family members and friends, fallen ill themselves. These communities as well, that's where the vaccine rollout has really been at its worst. Demographically, 58% of those vaccinated are women, 42% men. As for ethnic backgrounds, 56% are white, 15% unknown, 14% other, 6% Asian, 5% Hispanic, and 4% black. Learning about age too, 42% are 65 and older, 27% between 50 and 64, 24% between 40 and 49, and 8% rather, are between the ages of 18 and 29. Now, how strong is this belief among the black community to remain in remote learning? Change Research, in partnership with Project Ready, did a little Q&A about this. Now, if you look at the current state of affairs, the percentage of parents with their kids in the current choices of learning, either hybrid, some in-person, some remote, remotely or in-person. Overall, hybrid 55%, remote 41%, in-person 13%. If you look at just the African-American homes, 12% hybrid, 78% remote, and 18% in-person. And also in this survey among the African-American homes, in response to the question, no, my kids will probably stay remote, 41%, will definitely stay remote, 26%. You compare that with the white households, 27%, yes, my kid's already learning in person, and 46%, yes, I would send my child back to school in person if I had that option. When the question is asked, when it comes to reopening schools in New Jersey, do you think the state is moving too fast, too slow? Just right, not sure. Overall, again, in that order of fast, slow, right, not sure, 19%, 46%, 22%, and 13%. And if you look at the African-American households, 36% say too fast, 22% slow, 27% right pace, 17% not sure. The white households, 53% say moving too slow, 21% say the right pace, 16% say they're moving too fast. Show you the canyon between those two demographics. If you look at the 811 school districts in New Jersey, 110 of those are currently open for business, all in-person instruction, 533 for hybrid. That's up by 15 and 42, respectively, just in the past 3 weeks. Number remaining all remote is currently 142. That's down 48 over the same time period. And 27 local education agencies are using a mix of options. As far as the rate of transmission in the state, by the way, we've most recently been able to hold under that 1.0, which is crucial in a lot of things that you're seeing happening. And as far as coronavirus outbreaks, this is as of March 12th in the schools. There's a total of 160 outbreaks involving 765 cases. That's been reported for what we consider to be, at least, the 2020 and 2021 school year. And you can always tell when it's a school year. That's when certain towns and cities see their state aid increased or, more frequently perhaps, decreased. And that's caught the attention of New Jersey Republicans in Trenton, who are taking issue with the governor's budget allocations for education across states, saying it would hamstring underfunded districts Particularly, the legislators took offense with lack of resources given to districts contending with the effects of the coronavirus pandemic and what it's had with learning. State Senator Joe Panaccio, Republican, who represents the 26th district, said that schools in both West Milford and Jefferson Township are losing a total of more than $5 million. He cited stats indicating West Milford's lost more than $5 million in state support in 3 years. That accounts for nearly 40% of its overall support for Jefferson Township. Losses during the three-year period came in at $6 billion, which was about 35% of their overall budget. If you look at the 24th district, state Republicans see the same problem in their district, which includes towns in Sussex, Warren, Morris counties. That's set to lose about $7 million in state school aid under the budget. Lawmakers from the district are saying that since Murphy has taken office in 2017, there's been, they call it, an assault on school districts in northwestern New Jersey. And any funding scenario that formalizes the Abbott mandates, which translates into about two-thirds of all state aid going to a handful of urban school districts, that will always be flawed no matter how you run the numbers. Suburban and rural schools, in many cases, seeing state aid cuts of $1 million and more. Many of those schools, by the way, have been hit with those cuts at that level for a series of years. Whereas some call them the education money pits, where failure is practiced, technically being rewarded, they continue to see the lion's share of the money and even increase year by year.